All right, it's pre-show time here for this Monday, baby. And I'll tell you, we got Elcott the next step as a, because I owe a lot of people Elcott. So today is going to be the day that we do Elcott. Thunder the cat. Hey, Thunder, what are you, look like you've been laying in oil. My cat Thunder is here. She looks like she's been laying in motor oil or some shit, which I know is not possible because she is kept just as peachy dandy as she can possibly be kept. There's the beautiful El Pacifico as you see it right there. And we shift over to our camera. Camera 3, Sector 1. Why is that not take titles? Fade, yeah. Interesting. Okay. Hey, kitty. Come here, babe. So anyway, guys, how you doing? God, it is hot as fuck. It's always going to be hot here. There's no getting around. I'm going to do Elcott the next step, so I have to get set up for that. I hope you had a good weekend. I had a very interesting weekend. Spent much of it editing our thang, you know. Test. Let me get this thing just test. Flattened out there. What's going on, baby? Huh? What's the matter, hon? Where you at? What's the matter, baby? Come here, Thunder. Thunder. Come here, baby. Yeah, she probably wants to have... She probably wants me to play with the, we got this new toy for her. It's one of those, bird zip around things, right? And, it's pretty cool. It looks just like, it sounds like a bird too. Anyway, make a long story short. Where the fuck is the, all day long, they work so hard till the sun. She loves that thing. Hey, Thunder. Gotta wet my whistle, man. Thunder. What's going on, babe? Come here. Good girl. Come here, baby. Everybody want... Whoops. Sorry, Thunder. I didn't mean to do nothing to you, honey. Sorry, honey. That's a good girl. I know, that was kind of rough. I didn't mean to pull you up like that, honey. That's a good girl. So this is Thunder, as you know. You've probably seen her now. And I let her come into the studio, just do her thing. All day long, this till the sun going down. Working on... I didn't mean to pull you up rough, babe, huh? I don't know, I'm a real softy for animals. And she's a good girl. She catches flies. She's very proud of the flies she catches. The other day I heard her go, meow, meow. You know, and I was going, so what's up? And I looked down, and she's there with a fly. She's looking at me, and there's a fly. Go, okay, good job, honey. Do you want to come up here? What do you think? No? No? Okay. She's not sure whether she wants to be up on this thing or not. And maybe I shouldn't be letting no cat up here. Well, here she goes. No? All right. She's got 2 feet on me, and now she's making the big jump. What do you think, huh? This is probably the worst thing I could let her do. Because the other cat, Poncho, he just owns this joint, you know. He comes up here, man, anytime he damn well feels like it, you know. So it's okay. It's okay, girl. What do you think, man? Okay, kitty. She just jumped. Because I threw the can, so she thinks that's a can. I have to go get the can. So, yeah, she's... I heard a thing or I read a thing, and I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody said that... and there's probably cat people out there that know more about this than me. When a cat kills something and lays it on the mat, you know, like you guys know who've had cats, it isn't that they're showing you that they're patrolling the perimeter and they're keeping invaders out. It's that they're adding something, believe it or not, they're adding something to the soup pot. In other words, here's some food. So it's not proof that they're killing invaders into the perimeter, into the territory. It's that they're they brought it as food. So the other day when Thunder was like batting this fly around and going meow, she was actually, there's a fly for us to eat. So thank you, Thunder. Thanks, baby. Fly, yes. Yeah, man. We're going to feed. We'll eat for weeks on that. It's a full fly. Feeds a family of six. All right. So, yeah, finished editing the... I really like the round table. There are stories in there of how these guys came to, you know, I don't know, man. Who the fuck knows what people think? It's just something I dig. And I don't know whether or not Podcast One will want to continue supporting it or not. It'll be maybe just something that we throw into our show from time to time, you know. But I like it.
I like it, man. I like it a lot. I like it a lot, man. He is a crazy, mixed up, fucked up vato. But I like it. I like it a lot.
Whew. All right, man. Elcott, the next step. So that means we have to bring up a couple of specific things for Elcott, the next step. And I can show you what I mean. One, we have to go into our music, and we have to go and find something called Breathe, which is the Elcott music. Breathe. B-R. Where's my... There I am. My glasses. All day long. And breathe the air. Q-R-S. Here we are. Breathe. There it is. Breathe. Sounds like this, as you probably know. And this is four... So there's Breathe. And then we also, of course, have to set up our sound effects for Elcott. And Elcott's sound effects are very specific, as you know. The electricity shocking the taser is what we've decided it is. The overlords don't really have superior supernatural powers. They just tase people, you know. I like this one here. What is it? That's an explosion. What's this? I have the explosion. Now today we're also going to be out in the sound effects, out the fresh air. Let's see. Outdoors. Well, let's see what we have here. I know I have an outdoor sound effect. Here we go.
Here we go, loop de loop. Here we go, loop de.
That's kind of a cool outside. That's outside at night, you know. We just know that's at night, don't we? We don't see anything, but we just sort of, you know, we know that's at night. That's the beauty of sound audio.
Ooh.
By the way, not that anybody gives a shit, but I personally am through with using the term theater of the mind, because you talk about a meaningless fucking phrase. Theater of the mind, when you bring up theater of the mind, people think 1930s radio, right? 1940s radio. And I you know, personally, there isn't anything about what I do that is like 1940s radio. I mean, in my opinion, first of all, content-wise, we're dealing with different things. The other thing is we're satirizing different shit. You know, we're actually just satirizing a radio show, so... okay, so... Like I said, not that anybody cares. All right. Okay, phone on phone. All day long I work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. I was going to say wearing a sound. You hear the moaning in their lives Here we go. Crickets. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. I have sound effects in here from 5 years ago. Chains rattling back when we did the... I don't know. Okay. So then what we need... I wonder if there's such a thing as mud sound effects. What do you think?
What do you think? Hmm? Well, we're going to find that out today.
Hey, man. No, 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 no. No, bitch. No, bitch. Mm-mm, bitch. Something started here.
What do you think? What do you suppose?
We're going to find out if we can find mud sound effects.
All day long they work so hard till the sun goes down.
Mud sound effects. Look at that. Free mud sound effects. All right. Royalty free sound effects. Footsteps in the mud. Let's see. This is... cooking. These are mud sounds, sound effects. What? Ribbit. That ain't even a supposed to be a frog. Here are the sounds that have been tagged free from Sound Bible, please. Mud. There's no fucking mud, dude. There's croaking. I guess these are animals that live in the mud. Slime splash. Here we go. That works, but it ain't long enough. Let me see, what is that? Slug crawling. Splash, splat, and squirt. Well, it's just quite, not quite it. That's the sound of a man. Nah. The fuck? Sounds like a swimming pool, doesn't it? That's not mud.
No, 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 no. That's not mud. No.
This is all water, man. What's this? Nope. Shit. Here's mud. That's mud? Mud hit. Yeah, that sounds like a mud puddle. Now we're talking, Jack.
It's bitching. It's bitching.
Only problem is you can't... I can't run two different record sources at the same time. I'm always forgetting that, but... we'll leave that up. I'm just going to leave that there, man. Mud. Oh, bitching, okay. Yeah, I got it going on now, man. I got mud coming out the fucking wazoo. Uh-huh. Wish I could put that on a loop. Which I probably could, but... Oh, don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard. Boy, Sam Cooke could sing, and I know, that's, you know, I'm showing my age, I get it. But I dare say anybody that you know who's a serious singer and has studied a little bit about the history of music, not a lot, but a little, they would know the name Sam Cooke. He influenced a lot of people, starting with, well, I mean, in his early days, this guy was great. Rod Stewart, you know, there are a few of us who felt that Rod Stewart, the later years, wasn't all that good. However, that's just me. And I don't know what in the fuck I'm talking about. That's right, mate, you don't. You fucking, keep your fucking mouth shut, you fucking silly ass fucking radio presenter. That's all you do, is you're just a presenter. If you knew how to sing, well, you'd be singing, wouldn't you? What the fuck was that? If you knew how to sing, you'd be singing, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be out on the radio talking all kinds of bollocks about this and that and something else. You bloody gaffer. Oh, fuck.
1, 2, 3.
Here, take that.
Ow!
All right. Well, this is, and this is Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, The Next Step. And good day. With me is Jazzbo. With me is Jazzbo Reynolds. Jazzbo, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Jazzbo? And now, Jazzbo, tell me, what's your story?
I don't have much of a story. Well, I don't have much of a story. My story is like anyone else's. I am a member, I'm about to become one member of many, a college, if you will, of individuals known as the Overlords. Now, the Overlords have sent me here to observe you, as you know. We will be discussing the Redeem, and there have been some, unsettling and disquieting rumors.
Well, and so the Overlords have felt that the best chastisement...
Yes, the best chastisement is for us to, well, watch you here, as it were, and make sure that there are no bounds overstepped. Certainly, we are not in any way looking at you, Ed.
What the... How's my girl doing? She's laying now, my girl... you know, what's her name? My girlfriend, Thunder, which is a cat, so that's how good it's getting for me. Thunder's here, and she's licking her paw now. She's just like,
blip, 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 blip. What are you doing there, Thunder? Hi, baby.
All right, so she hangs out with me. Wherever I go, she goes. What I do, what I tell her to do, she does. Huh? I say move, she moves. I say, hey, see that? Fucking rat, go kill that fucking rat. She goes, she kills any fucking rat. I said, go get that fucking mouse. I said, look, there's a human rat. Go kill that fucking rat. That guy ratted me out. She goes,
meow, 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 meow.
I go, I don't give a shit. Go rat, that's a fucking rat, see? I said, two-legged rat. She goes,
meow, meow.
Rawr! Jesus Christ, look at Fran Tarkenton, man. He looks like just a raving lunatic now. Fran Tarkenton now looks like a raving village lunatic. Jesus. All right. Okay. So today it's Elcott, The Next Step. And we're 19 minutes in, so we're looking real good. Now, I have explosions. I have my mud, right? Okay. Well, don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Now, this is, that's all that is. Okay. And this is the splats. Splash.
Hello?
Oh, well, you just hit me.
Well, I didn't mean to hit you. I'm certain you understand.
I'm going to pattern this character, and what is your name? Jazbo Reynolds. Jazbo, I'm patterning him after the actor John Fiedler, who was that little squeaky voice cat that you used to see in all those old movies. Like, he was one of the jury guys in... he was one of the jury guys in 12 Angry Men, and he was also the white guy from the Homeowners Association that came to visit Sidney Poitier's family in Raisin in the Sun.
Well, you people don't understand.
Little fucking Weasley white dude.
So, comes in, well, I'm sure you understand that people who have a common background.
So.
This is who I'm going to be. I won't have the voice. Thank you. It's great to be with you, Ed. I've been sent by the central office.
I think that sounds a little too fake.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. I've been sent by the central office to observe you, if you will.
You know, he'll be the same ingratiating bullshit artist. Oh, fuck. I could use me Coca-Cola. I tell you, I'd use me a Pepsi-Cola. That's how I'm going to get. Use me a Pepsi Cola. I'm going to get me a Pepsi right now. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Get me a Pepsi. God damn it. I saw two great fucking movies this weekend. See, I'm a big film noir fan. I know. You know, it's, again, I am your connection to the cool shit from the past. Just remember this, man. After I'm gone, you'll go, fuck, I wish Phil was here so he could tell us a little bit more about, you know, all that cool shit. You got to see this movie. I love that. It's called Mystery Street. Now, get a load of this. John Sturges directs this movie. It is a film that's from 1951, 52, the year of my birth, I think. And it's about a murder that takes place in Boston. It involves a young woman who has, as they said in those days, gotten in the family way. She's pregnant. She's murdered because she's pregnant. And they solve her murder using forensic science. Now, that was a very new thing for movies in 1952. They use skeletal remains. They line up the skull with the face of the young lady that was killed. And they do a lot of these things that we're now very familiar with. But back then in 52, this was a brand new ball game for the most part. They'd done a little bit, but not a whole lot. They'd already been experimenting as early as the 30s with crime scene analysis. In fact, there was a very, very famous individual who you guys probably know. Some of you may know who I'm talking about. She was a female, and I bring up her gender because that was unusual, who created, what do you call those when you create a little fake miniature room? A diorama or something like that? She would create these of murder scenes so that the police could look at it, see where was the shoe, where was the body, where was the thing. So by the early 50s, it was well into the scientific realm in terms of skeletal, you know, analyzing skeletal remains and really kind of heavier shit. So anyway, so the movie has that. And then the star of the movie and the lead detective on the case is a young Ricardo Montalban, brand spanking new to American cinema from Mexico, where he'd already been a pretty big star. And that's kind of unusual because the lead character, the hero, is Hispanic. And for America in the early 50s, very weird. In fact, there's only one line delivered by a character, an antagonist in the movie that references Montalban's race when the guy says, one of his prime suspects says, my family's been here for hundreds of years. I can tell that yours hasn't, you know. And Montalban comes back with some, you know, jazzy line like, no, my family has not been here for less than 100 years. And yet, I still have manners or some shit like that. But he's great. He really is. That was a ballsy choice. However, and very ballsy because guess what? The movie lost money. It made less than it took to, made less than it took to make it. So, but nonetheless, I liked it a lot, man. All right, look, I got to go get some fucking, I got to come downstairs with some goddamn, with a drink or something here, dude. Let me just do something here, man. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, so don't go no place. All right, shut up. Excuse me. I heard your rumor. I have a tumor. That's fucked up. God, that's fucked up. So fucked up. All right. I had to get myself a couple of Pepsis. I don't want anybody. Let me tell you something, Captain. They sure are messing all over us. All right, let me see, man.
Breathe. Breathe the air.
I have to get my my claimer. It's what we call our show claimer. Get the show claimer up, Phil. All right? I heard a rumor. Let me practice this. I'm always fucking this up, you know? Oh, shit. Hi, it's Phil Hendry on our show today. I'll play the parts of all the characters you'll hear, with the exception of some minor editing that we'll do. To help with our production. We don't use any overdubbing or multitracking or any other production tricks. And our entire show is recorded in real time, that is, as it's happening. Well, guys, you all ready to go? You are? Okay, good. Okay, real good. Okay, that's great. Sure. Sure, that's great. Yeah, sure, that's great. Today, the theme of today's show will be The Redeem, which takes place at the mud puddles. The Redeem it takes place at the Redeemery Baths in Wampaw, as well as in Palm Desert, California, or in Desert Hot Springs, California. Okay. Okay, where are we at, man? Yeah, okay, I'm ready to go, baby. I'm ready to fucking go.
I heard a rumor.
All right. And see you on the other side.